Well, we love man's best friend, do we not? And those that have an understanding that they require love, caring and affection, and they so totally deserve that. And one just young gentleman at the age of 10 decided to do something about it. Most of us think we should do, but we don't tend to do it. But Dean Morris, creator of GoSAC, Give Our Strays a Chance, joins us online right now. Congratulations. Good on you, Dean.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. You know, I can't get over how many people are out there and just doing things. We talk about it and sympathise about it, but you actually get on with it. At the age of 10, I know people ask you this all the time, but I'm going to ask it for the first time. What got you involved at the age of 10? What was the deciding factor?
Yeah, like you said, I started at the age of 10, and it really was just, it started all one morning. My mum woke me up and she found a picture of a dog that was about to be euthanized that day. So she dragged me out of bed and she said, you know what, we're going to save this dog. And I saw the conditions that he was staying in a country pound. It was absolutely horrible. Yeah. He was in a small, tight cage in a brick building. No light, no fresh air. And I just thought, as a 10-year-old, I'd try and give these guys a second chance and a loving home. And it really just all started from there.
But for the age of 10, that's a big decision to make and to actually put it into motion. You know, it really is incredible. Tell us how you actually got it started from that point.
Yeah, so it really just all started with me saving a bit of puck and buying some treats and some food for the dogs at that shelter. And from there, I just looked at everything. I thought, you know what, how can I run some more events or fundraisers and just collect some donations for more rescues? So I remember as a 10-year-old, I was approaching shopping center management asking to bring stray animals into a shopping center. I mean, what could possibly go
wrong? Yeah.
But I mean, everyone's just been so supportive. And like the Forest Lake Shopping Center was the first place I ran my first GoSAC day. And I had a local rescue down. I had a big raffle where local businesses were getting involved and people were donating money and items. And it was just fantastic. And it really all started from there. And I've just helped so many rescues throughout WA, even wildlife as well. I've been involved with helping out homeless people who actually have pets on the streets. So I go around with care packages and pet supplies to help them out, and also families that have been financially at risk because of COVID, and doing the same thing with some care packages or pet supplies so that they can worry about themselves in that time.
Yeah, look, it's amazing what you've been able to achieve. You've raised almost $1 million. That's seemingly unheard of, you know, for a young bloke to be doing that. That is just phenomenal. And like you say, once people are aware of what's going on, they certainly want to, you know, sort of dig in and help out some way. And of course, I spoke yesterday to a woman who's written a whole lot of different books about dogs being our best friend and the friends that dogs can make, not just with humans, but with other animals. And I mentioned you to her, and she was just so thrilled. You know, that people are out there and more concerned now. So when you look at these beautiful stray animals, I hate to ask this, but it's still happening, isn't it, Dean? Euthanase?
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of what I'm doing is just raising awareness and making sure people know that there are animals out there that need a second chance. And it's just about getting them out of the shelters and pounds so they're not being euthanized for no reason. So
it's still happening. You wonder what sort of stress those animals go through in that time waiting, if they're aware. Do you find that their persona changes once you have been able to get them out of that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I rescued my first dog, Hooch, when I got him, he was absolutely malnourished. You could see his ribs. Oh. He wasn't eating or drinking. He was just sleeping for days. And as soon as we nursed him back to health, gave him some good quality food and some love and affection, you could see his personality come through. And just those little wags, you know, when you come through the door back home, or it's just those little things that you see come out, and it's just amazing. It's really heartwarming.
Well, you know, you compare the dog wagging its tail when you come home loving to see you, but you don't have your partner do that, do you?
No.
There's a definite difference there. So if I could just find out from you then, Dean, I know you've got a big event coming up. We'll just touch on that in a second. But when you have had them at the shopping centres, do you actually take in a dog that is looking for a home, a permanent home?
So I do bring a lot of animals down to different events, and quite a few do get rehomed even that day. So I just try to get the animals out as often as I can to make sure people see them and actually realise that there are animals out there so they can adopt them.
So, I mean, you've also still got to be very careful about who chooses, I know it sounds awful, who chooses to say, oh, I want that dog here, but it's got to be a suitable match, doesn't it?
Yeah. All the shelters and rescues in Perth, they all have their system of making sure that they check with the family, you know, doing a home check, making sure their fences are right and they have a good area for the and they're also capable of actually handling and taking care of them.
I hate to even ask this again, but this is the reason you do what you do, to save their lives. But how prominent do you think it is that a lot of animals are still being euthanized? Is it a lot?
It's an ongoing issue. There are so many animals out there in shelters and pounds, and it's horrible because they're so full, they can't take in any more animals, so it just results in euthanasia. So it's just all about really my job of raising awareness, and I've been able to do a great job with that through a book I just published called Saving the World One Stray at a Time. And I was lucky enough to be backed by Bendigo Bank. So I've been able to print out thousands of these copies and go to schools all across WA and speak to young people about animal welfare, and also starting something up themselves of how they can make a difference in their community and what are the steps.
Well, you've been able to show them. What was the name of the book again? Because I haven't got that info.
Saving the World One Stray at a Time. So all the information on my website, www.gosac.info.
Okay, we'll give that information in just a moment. Not only beautiful animals like the dogs, but you've got the cats that you care about as well, and, of course, wildlife.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just all about helping all sorts of animals. So I deliver a lot of medical supplies as well, especially during bushfires, to our wildlife rehabilitation centres.
Yeah, I always get a bit nervous this time of the year. We're heading into bushfire season.
Yeah,
it's just, it stops the heartbeat going a bit, I think. It's awful. Now, I mean, your future, Dean, I think it's set out for you. I don't think you're a student, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, I'm at UWA at the moment. I'm doing a double major in engineering and management.
How are you going to continue doing all of this work when you actually get employment?
I'm actually working as well at the moment, so it's just balancing all this time.
Yeah,
but I always do things that I enjoy. So you know, helping the animals, it's just amazing, and it warms your heart to see them rehomed and with a new family.
How many do you think you've rehomed in the last 7 years, 8 years?
I honestly can say countless animals. I take out as many as I can to different events. So people actually see the animals and they realise what's happening. And most of these events, they end up getting adopted that day, which is amazing.
Yeah.
It's a continuous effort to really help these animals.
Well, it's pretty difficult to sort of turn your head away from a beautiful animal that looks up at you with those beautiful eyes and the waggy tail. And
how could you not take them home?
How could you not? You're absolutely right. Look, I could go forever on this subject, but you do have a lot of people, I hope, supporting you. You've mentioned a few, but do you have volunteers that help you out as well?
Yeah, I have a lot of people who actually contact me, get in touch to do all sorts of donation runs. If they go into regional areas, I like to send out a lot of donations there of good quality food so that they can feed the pets out there.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, just all sorts of people have been in touch for all sorts of different opportunities, running events, and even big businesses such as City Toyota have been on board, and they've actually loaned me a car, a Corolla, to use at the moment. So I'm able to actually deliver a lot more donations out, and I'm also able to use a van and a ute. So I'm able to deliver a huge amount of donations to the rescues that need it.
That is fantastic, because everyone has a heart, I know, that's for sure. And when you just point this out to everybody, they're willing to help. So when you do you actually work in conjunction with the Pounds, do you?
So I work with all sorts of rescues, Pounds, shelters, all sorts, yeah.
Yeah. I actually talk quite a lot about rehoming animals, dogs, chickens, geese, whatever, rabbits and everything from Safe Perth, saving animals from euthanasia.
Yeah.
And they do a fabulous job as well.
They absolutely do, yeah. I've worked with them a lot in the past and they're amazing, yeah.
Yeah, they think the same way as yourself. Tell us about this big event that's coming up.
So it was just happening today, actually.
Oh, today.
I was running an event from 10 to 12 today. So I had Kanyana Wildlife. So they had an echidna and a woylie and a python. There was Cat Haven down with some kittens, Free the Hounds with greyhounds, and Canine Rescue with some dogs. So it was absolutely amazing. And it was all about de-stress, especially after all the exams this semester. So all the students at Trinity Residential College were coming down and patting the animals there. So
they can calm the nerves. I know here at Curtin University, they often have a few dogs at exam time just to calm everybody down and to distract. Now, obviously, we've missed out on the event today because the public were invited, but what's coming up? How can we find out, you know, if people really want to be involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I always post all my events and what I'm up to on my Facebook. So it's just GoSAC, Give Our Strays a Chance. Or my website as well, which is www.gosac.info.
Okay, we've got that information here. GoSAC, GOSAC.info, Floyd Stach Media. And we'll find out when you're next going to be somewhere. In fact, let us know so we can let everybody be aware where you're having these events and they can come along and support you as well. You are absolutely, absolutely brilliant, Dean. You are never going to get away from this. it's fantastic what you're doing. Thank you very much and all the very, very best.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
That's a pleasure. Gee, how about that, eh? Age of 10, I'm going to do something. These are leaders. These people, young people that look at something that needs fixing and they just go out and do it. Puts us to shame, doesn't it? Fleetwood Mac.